Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sabe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Sabe here with Mike Carey, and I can tell you that Southern California is still on fire. We've had very hot weeks, days here now. Our neighbor next door to us in Phoenix, however, is getting scorched with 110 plus degrees for a little over a month now, I believe. So, man, it's hot, and the whole country has been on fire, and you know, all kinds of, you know, those brush fires that took over from Canada, and yeah, not so nice.
They always lull me to sleep here, living in Los Angeles. I've lived here all my life, and because we have that June gloom here, where right. June is very, very nice, you know, rarely breaks 80, and I'm like, maybe this is the summer where it's going to be nice all summer long. Nope. Nope. Right when July hits, 98 degrees, 90 degrees at night, so yeah.
Yeah, now they turned up the gauge, you know, years ago when I was making my way through the minor leagues and playing in the Pacific Coast League, when we would go over to Phoenix and play in the summertime, of which we had 8 o'clock games, we would not take batting practice. It was just too hot. You had no relief. The swimming pools were like spas, you know, 102 degrees. And it wasn't comfortable getting in a swimming pool when it's 102 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, think about how, you know, air conditioning has really affected Major League expansion. Because, I mean, until the ubiquity of air conditioning, you couldn't have a team in Texas. You couldn't have a team in Houston during the summertime.
Well, that's why they had the Astrodome. Yeah. And I got to tell you, without the Astrodome, there would have been a lot of guys that weren't going to be getting through the season.
What about St. Louis? I mean, St. Louis was an open-air stadium. That got to be rough in the summertime.
And it had carpet back then. Pittsburgh had carpet back then. You play a day game in the summertime on that carpet. It's 130 degrees.
That carpet, that it radiates heat. Oh, yeah. Absorb it
like natural gas. Looks like one of those westerns when they're crossing the desert and you're looking out and there's nothing but heat waves all everywhere, you know. You had blurred vision.
Horse with No Name was rocking by.
Yeah, exactly. I loved that one. Yeah, yeah. All those Clint Eastwood ones were good back then. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to have the Roundtable Forum today. We're going to take us, Mike's going to take me some places that I don't know exactly where we're going yet, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. It's been an incredible week for me. I finally got my grandkids that I was babysitting for 2 weeks out of the house and got some quiet time coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in this same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFFFinancial.com.
Chocolate lovers, Michael Horn here along with JD Jeremy Dayton. We've got a special offer for them if they love chocolate. Am I right, JD?
Oh, yeah.
Go to vinedabar.com and put in the code CHOCOLATE20. You get 20% off your order. Now, here's the thing. Vin de Bar chocolate is dark chocolate mixed in with the Chardonnay Mark. That's the skins of the Chardonnay. So you get all the health benefits of the wine, the health benefits of the dark chocolate, and you get some very delicious chocolate with Himalayan salt, so many great different varieties. But you have to go to the website. It's vinetobar.com, and the code is CHOCOLATE20. You like chocolate, JD, am I right?
Oh, I like me some chocolate. Too much.
Yes.
Too much.
Go to vinetobar.com and put in chocolate20. You get 20% off your order. Again, vinetobar, VinetoBar.com. The code chocolate, CHOCOLATE 20. Vinetobar chocolate, chocolate 20.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back with We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, we've had a big week in sports. Last week we had Wimbledon and very exciting matches from both men's and women's circuits.
Yeah, Wimbledon, of course, it's just one of the great sporting events of all time. It's classic. You're out there in England. Everybody's got their manners, eating their yes. peaches and cream and strawberries and cream and whatnot. A lot of celebrities out yes. in force. But the tennis was great.
Yeah, it really was.
We saw, of course, Mr. Alcaraz defeat Djokovic in the men's final, which maybe is a sea change. Maybe we're seeing a changing of the guard, and Djokovic has been so dominant these past years.
You know, the tennis has been dominated by, you know, Djokovic, Nadal, Federer. Love them all. Federer is probably my favorite. Nadal not too far behind. Alcaraz is a young player that's going to be very challenging for anyone. He's got that kind of a game. And, of course, he's from Spain, as is Nadal. Mm-hmm. And he took down some really, really good players in these final rounds. He took down Holger Rune, I should say. He took down Medvedev, who's ranked number 3. Rune was number 6. And then he takes Djokovic down. And I got to give Djokovic a lot of credit, because I really thought that there were times where if Carlos gets past this game right here, this is going to be over with in a hurry. And Djokovic was able to hang on and make it more interesting in the final set than I thought was possible. But that's what makes all these sports things fun, is to see these guys compete. And you know, the ladies' side of the bracket too, Marquita Vandevrosova. I hope I got that right.
Yeah, very nice. Well done.
And she was the first unseeded woman in Wimbledon history to win the title. And their paydays were huge, over $2 million apiece. So I guess Billie Jean King would probably be very happy to hear that equal pay is alive and well at Wimbledon.
Yeah, friend of the show, Billie Jean King. Make sure to check out her episode. You can find us on Spotify and listen to that episode. And that she strived. She fought for equal pay, for, you know, pay parity for so long. And as I'm sure she's very heartened to see that we have pay parity both in the women's and men's side.
And you know, the women's soccer team, of course, you know, has made a lot of strides as well for the equal pay thing. Rapinoe, I believe.
Yeah, Megan Rapinoe. Yeah, announced her retirement. Right now, actually, the Women's World Cup has begun. Very first matches. It's taking place in New Zealand this year. So it's always fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, their program, you know, is now top of the level. You know, they've come that far. So congratulations to the women's programs. Well done.
We do have an election to talk about. Not that kind of election. We're talking about the election of the Major League Baseball.
Yes.
The commissioner election is scheduled for next week. And Mr. Rob Manfred is expected to be re-elected to his position as the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Your thoughts?
I think that's pretty much in line. You know, baseball has grown exponentially over the last 20 years in revenue. It's gone from, as we mentioned earlier in other shows, from around $2 billion to nearly $12 billion. So, and I believe his term has been over the last 10 years. So there's been incredible revenue increases. You know, there's been games changing, rules, you know, all kinds of different things. But if this thing is going in the direction of which it is, which is up, because players' salaries are going skyrocketing as usual based on the piece of the pie that they now get, and that's all that they want, is a piece of this big pie. But I would have to say that the owners are probably pretty pleased with Mr. Ranford's job, and at least from that standpoint, and probably say thank you very much. Where do I sign?
Yeah, and the commissioner, I think it's kind of a misnomer, where at least, you know, as me as a fan, I would want to see the commissioner to be like a custodian of the game, you know, someone that's going to really, you know, protect fans' interests. But no, the commissioner is a vassal for the owners.
Correct? Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, you have heard some of the players' comments. You know, he referred to something as a piece of tin.
Yes, the World Series championship, the trophy, the World Series trophy. Yeah.
That didn't go over too well.
And his light-handed approach of punishment for the Astros cheating scandal.
Yes, and I'm sorry, but that hits a nerve with me too. You know, this was a pedestrian fine, as I've said before, you know,
slap on the wrist.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? I mean, take their paycheck from being a part of the World Series away from
them. That's millions of dollars, correct?
Yeah, it's probably in the neighborhood of $70-75 million that you know, you could have taken from them, and it would have been difficult, as I've said also, to take the money away from the players, because that would involve another legal suit that the Players Association would get involved with, and that might not be worth their time. But you know, the taking the ring, that would have been, you know, that would have been devastating.
Yeah, I mean, because that's historic. Yeah. Once your name is pretty much erased from the history books when it comes to being a World Series champion, yeah. I mean, that's a true punishment right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're guaranteed the money based on the gate. Yeah. You know, you're going to get the first four games. That's the way that works. And but if you take away the ring, man, that's and you take away the big paycheck for the ownership, then you've hit two nerves.
Mm-hmm. And, well, all right, Mr. Manfred.
As we know, yeah. You know, I mean, look, they actually were able to, you know, sidestep, you know, the real criticism because of the pandemic.
Yes,
you know, they didn't have to play in front of huge home crowds on the road and hear what people had to say about them. And you know, time heals things. And you know, even the Dodgers have a player from that Houston team who is now on the DL again, I guess. But yeah, it's funny. Life in baseball, as Steve Howe could have told you about, that Dwight Gooden could have told you about. You've got a lot of lives. Steve Howe had 9 lives in this game. Mm-hmm. I think he played for 9 teams, and there was always somebody else ready to take him. And just like Trevor Bauer, you know, I mean, there's, as long as you can help somebody win, somebody's going to take a chance on you.
Yep, the memory is fleeting for sure. Speaking of the history books, former Yankees great David Justice, he was on the MLB Network, and he endorses Barry Bonds' Hall of Fame candidacy, saying that Mr. Bonds was the baddest dude of his generation.
I don't think there was any doubt about that, whether he used steroids or not, you know, in the court of law, it's going to say that he was vindicated. In the court of public opinion, it's not going to be so kind.
And that court of public opinion is curated by the writers. And the writers are the ones that pretty much, you know, tell the narrative. And also, they're the ones that vote for the Hall of Fame. And Barry Bonds notoriously was not nice to the writers. So isn't it more of an indictment on the writers themselves for being petty because Barry Bonds wasn't nice to them for not putting him in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's a double-edged sword, too, because, you know, there's a story about Ted Williams that I've told, you know, when, you know, he had his issues with the media.
Didn't talk to the Boston reporters for years.
Yeah, and so the year that he hits 406 on the last day of the season, you know, it's the same year that Joe DiMaggio hits in 56 straight games. And I would imagine that the Yankees probably won that year, too, which is a plus. But all the Boston beat writer had to do was put Ted Williams on the ballot, and he would have had enough votes to clear Joe DiMaggio.
For MVP.
Yeah, and he didn't. You know, you're supposed to be able to separate those things, but, you know, it doesn't always work that way. They're going to hold their grudges, and in this case, it did. But, you know, there's lots of guys out there that haven't cleared that hurdle. You know, Clemens, Palmeiro, yep. McGuire, Sosa, A-Rod, even David Ortiz a bit. And when you look at the postseason lineup or these special games like the All-Star game and you have A-Rod and Ortiz, you know, sitting in the booth, it's like, what kind of a message you're really trying to send here?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. But somebody's forgiving, and I guess it's the people with the big money.
I think they should take this Hall of Fame voting out of the writers' hands and leave it up to the players, both active and retired, because I think they're the best judge of character as well as playing ability.
And you have a lot of young players, too, young writers who haven't seen some of these guys play, so it's really not appropriate for them to be having a vote of that kind. So, yes, there's still plenty more to talk about on the round table. We'll see about that right after this. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Hello, and we are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we're got a roundtable discussion going on. And Mike, what's the next subject?
So, real fast, though, we want to talk about your fantastic book, Penguin Power, which is released, your great autobiography, available on Amazon.com and bookstores around the country. And it's a great read, and everybody out there should check it out.
Yes, we have another Barnes & Noble appearance this Saturday, the 22nd, at Calabasas Commons, and that show, that book signing will go on from 2:30 to 4:30, 4 o'clock on Saturday. And so I'm looking forward. If you guys want to beat the heat, please stop in and see us at Barnes & Noble. We'd be happy to take care of you.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble always has great air conditioning in all their locations.
They do.
So make sure to check that out. All right, I want to talk about something historic that happened recently. For the first time since 1894, I think that's when Mike Horn was in high school, 12 Major League Baseball teams scored in double digits for the first time. 12 teams scored in double digits. Now, this is interesting to me because the big laments for a lot, for the baseball intelligentsia recently, is that the games are too long.
Right.
Also, they say the games are boring. Mm-hmm. So now you have a game where people are scoring runs like it's the time. Doesn't that make it makes the game, in my view as a fan, more exciting, but it also makes the game longer. So what's the deal with that?
Well, baseball has catered to the fans' request for, you know, more excitement. They'd rather see a game that's 8-5 than a 2-1 game. Right. To me, I'd rather see, you know, a mix. There's certainly nothing wrong with a blowout every once in a while to, you know, instead of playing these nail biting one run games most of the time, or two run games. But it still is very competitive. But yeah, the balls were flying out of the ballpark on that day. And, you know, I think there was one game that was 16-13. And that was going back and forth and back and forth. It's like, you know, nobody could stop anybody with anything. It can be a funny game at times, but that's certainly 1894. Wow, that goes back.
I like those 2-1 games. Maybe because I'm also a European soccer fan. Like I like the drama of the chance, not necessarily right. The drama of the actual runs being scored themselves.
Yeah,
especially come playoff time. I mean, there's nothing like a 2-1, you know, 3-2 game where every pitch has drama to it.
Right. Well, I mean, if you, as an example, if you were to watch the NBA All-Star basketball game, you know, there's no defense here. I mean, you're just running up and down the court. Everything comes easy. It's nice that you have to work for something. And the opportunities where your competition is at a very high level, it's going to be very hard for you to have, you know, a big moment. So you've got to scratch and claw away for everything that you get. And it is a very highly focused, intense game when those things happen. And it's a quality game. Sometimes that 16-13 game that I talk about, it's a very sloppy game. There's wild pitches, there's pass balls, there's errors, there's relay throws that are getting away. You know, there's, you know, just a ton of action going out there, but a lot of it's really sloppy. And yeah, you want to see all this action? Well, here's your 3.5 hour game.
Oh yeah, like a 16-13 in like your beer league softball. I mean, yeah. that's one thing, but yeah. The Major League Baseball. Okay, so let's move on to the next topic. We have a Powerball winner here. It's $1 billion.
Oh my god!
And you know who also is going to probably be winning the Powerball next season is our friend Shohei Ohtani.
Oh,
and
yes.
He's going to get a big chunk of change. And you brought something to our attention about the metrics about Ohtani versus Babe Ruth.
Well, I saw this thing the other day. It was a unique comparison. Somebody took a great deal of time to come up with some odd numbers, but here they are. The first 674 games played by Ruth and Ohtani, and the first 455 innings pitched by Ruth and Ohtani. And here's the comparison. Ruth had a record of 35-18. Ohtani had a record of 35-19.
Wow.
over 455 innings.
Wow.
Right? The game comparison, 674 games. Ruth had 159 home runs. Ohtani, 160. And essentially, we're talking about 100 years of difference here. Okay, back in, Ruth was in his prime in the 1920s, and now here we are, 2023. And I guess you could say that Ohtani is going to be very wealthy, and he's going to have an unbelievable career. I don't know exactly what his age is now. I thought it was more in the middle 20s, but it might be the late 20s. I'm just not 100% sure. But either way, he's going to get a deal that's going to be, I think, very troublesome.
29 years old. 29 years old.
So if he was to play another 10 years,
yeah,
and he was to hit 50 home runs a year, he would have 660 home runs, and that would still be short of Babe Ruth.
714 was what Babe Ruth
had. And so it's amazing that somebody went to the depth to get to those metric numbers. But it'll also be interesting to see, you know, what's going to happen, you know, in the next couple of weeks, because, you know, it's the trade deadline and there's been a lot of talk about what the Angels could do, should do. I think they're in a real bind. And I think that the teams that are going to go after Ohtani are going to be in a real bind. It is amazing that it has turned out to be, this guy is so good that it might just ruin things.
Because you have to pay him so much money. His value is so high.
Exactly.
He's worth so much money that you have no money left over to pay anybody else.
You're not going to be able to find a third baseman, shortstop, second baseman, or first baseman that is in the $5 million range that is any good. You know, your top line players, your quality players are making tens of millions of dollars. And so how do you supplement him? How do you put a team around him that's going to be, you know, the kind of team that you would want?
Also, the gamble you're taking when you have to pay a player like this. I'm thinking back to Alex Rodriguez's contract with the Texas, is that you're pretty much assuming that he's going to be worth the same amount of money he is in year one as he's worth in year 10. And if Mr. Ohtani is 39 years old in the last year of his 10-year deal, and that last year pays him $75 million, I mean, is that a good business decision for which team signs him?
You know, I think they do the metrics differently. You know, I do know that the marketing schemes that they do, they figure out, they crunch the numbers, they make it worthwhile. You know, when Albert Pujols signed a huge contract and left St. Louis to go to the Angels, my understanding is that they felt that he was going to be that kind of a player for 5 years. And because of all the marketing and everything else, that would kind of take care of itself for the last 5 years. Now, I'm speaking off the cuff here, okay? I don't have any real background of knowledge on that, but that's kind of what I heard and thought about. So I don't think they plan on him being able to be that kind of a player in 10 years, but I think that the amount of money that they will make in supplementing that will probably be worth it, but still, he is in an incredibly unique position to take full advantage of what's out there today, and you know, I just hope that he becomes that guy. You know, it's very hard when you can't live up to it. You know, it's a lot harder coming down than it is taking the run up the flag.
And also, I mean, I think every baseball fan wants to see him play deep into the postseason, which the Angels have not been able to do, even with Mike Trout on their roster.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing about Mike Trout, too. You know, here's the third year in a row that I was reminded that, you know, he was elected to be the starting center fielder in the All-Star game, and he hasn't played in it. And, you know, as much as we all know who Mike Trout is, he gets hurt too much. And, you know, it's not to say that it's his fault. You know, the latest injury that he had is not. It's just something that goes along with playing the game. And he plays it hard. I mean, I really like his demeanor, and I like the way that he's handled his press. You know, he's not always out there standing in front of a camera. You know, he handles it professionally. And baseball's actually, you know, taken a negative stance against him, saying, you know, I wish our number one guy would, you know, stick his face in front of the camera a little bit more, you know. But that's who Mike Trout is, and I respect that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, he definitely seems like a team guy. I enjoy following him on Instagram because he puts a lot of golf stuff up there, which is he's quite the accomplished golfer. He's got a great drive.
Yeah, I saw one of those clips, I believe, where he was hanging out with some of his guys, and he just goes out and crushes one over the back net, which who knows how far that was.
I saw the same clip. He's in street clothes, too.
Yeah, he was.
He just pretty much
picked it up.
Picked it up and just hammered it easily 465.
Oh, yeah. He's got tremendous leverage, you know. He's got that. He's got his entire body, his lower body. He knows how to drive a baseball.
Real fast before you hit this next break in about a minute and a half. We talked about those metrics being quite similar between Ruth and between Ohtani.
Yeah,
I would argue that that favors Ohtani because the athletes today are far better than the athletes of the 1920s. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, there's an argument for that, and the guys that go back that far in baseball will tell you that it was a dead ball era, you know, and that the equipment wasn't very good, and you know the guys didn't throw that good and whatever. But I mean,
look at Babe Ruth's nutrition; like his meal plan was not great, and it was hot dogs and beer.
Yeah, well, you know, he was one of those fortunate players back then. You know, when he hit his prime, I believe earning wise, I think it was in the neighborhood of $80,000. Nobody was making $80,000 in 1920 except Al Capone, right? And he was making gazillions of dollars, right? But yeah, the guys used to go home and work. And I remember, you know, Babe Ruth felt like he had a bad year one time, and he went home, and all he did all winter was chop wood, and probably drop some bourbon. I don't know what he was drinking. What was his favor? But
whatever it was working for him.
Yeah, it certainly was. And you know, he still is. You know, baseball's icon, all-time icon. Okay, we've got one more segment coming up here, and we'll be right back after this. Please stay with us.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich, Dave's single, and a Frosty for
Frosty
me.
And a Frosty. Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon-Saintil, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Steve Carlton going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Lisinski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial. After the Mets right fielder Bruce Beausclair drops his two-out foul pop-up, Davey Lopes responds with a game-ending three-run home run off Bob Apodaca. The L.A. second baseman's ninth-inning dramatics provide the Dodgers with a 5-3 win, spoiling Nino Espinosa's opportunity for a complete game victory, needing just one more out before his departure. I believe, Ron, you were part of that game.
I was. And Davey Lopes, my man, took advantage of an opportunity, and just like I would anticipate he would, brings home a victory for us. He was a terrific catalyst for us, leading off game after game, putting pressure on the defense, led the league in stolen bases a number of times, and the second baseman on the all-time most successful infield of Garvey Lopes, Russell, and myself.
Most successful infield of all time.
That's correct.
And it's not even debatable.
No, it isn't. And that's the part. I have to say most successful rather than the greatest because I think it fits better. That way I don't have people calling and say, well, what about this team? Well, you don't have the prerequisites that match us. 8.5 years, why don't you start there? And if you even get halfway there, then let's talk about something else.
Very well said. All right, let's not to be a downer here, but Pete Alonso's having a tough time right now. Pete Alonso, of course, the New York Mets. The Mets were, before the season started, they were expected to go far.
Yeah.
And he's been in a deep slump, 1-for-26. He says, quote, when it's bad, it's bad, and he puts all the responsibility on himself. And I want to talk about the psychology of a slump because it kind of seems like a self-fulfilling prophecy where if you get too much into your head, the media, especially in New York, is talking about this slump, that you're not meeting expectations, that would really kind of prolong the slump. So what kind of advice would you want to give to Mr. Alonso?
Boy, I'll tell you, I've had my share. We all have. It is a humbling moment. The worst slump that I felt I was in was the end of 1974. And I had two things going wrong. I had taken a tetracycline pill for something that I was going through. That was my medication. And it gave me an ulcerated tongue, which is not good. And I also just wasn't playing very well. I wasn't hitting. And so I was struggling with both. And I think I went 0 for 31. Yeah, that hurt real bad. And I would say there's probably 10 balls out of there that, you know, I had a chance on and none of them happened, you know, or I hit a ball good and somebody runs it down or I hit a line drive right at somebody or whatever. It just didn't work out. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, all I want to do is make contact, you know, just hit the ball somewhere, you know, do something positive. And you are so mentally destroyed by this. You know, you're taking pitches that are strikes. You're swinging at bad balls. You're doing everything wrong. And then you start second-guessing yourself, and you say, okay, you know, I'm not going to swing at the first pitch. You know, I'm just going to try to not get too anxious, just, you know, get into the moment. And here comes a pitch that you should probably crush, and you take it. And then you say, okay, that was real smart. And then you go out there and he throws you a pitch out of the zone and then you chase that one. And so now you're stuck again. You're 0-2 in a count and it's like, I'm not going to get any relief. And you're squeezing the bat handle. You're trying to make sawdust out of this piece of wood. and you're so messed up frame of mind wise that there's nothing makes any sense. It's probably just I'm gonna watch this ball come in, and if I think I can hit it, I'm gonna swing at it. So your thought process, your quality at bat is pretty much gone. And I have familiar reminders of when guys go into their slumps and have the difficulty of it, because you really are really out of whack. And I remember Cody Bellinger going through a lot of that too, and you could see it in his face. And that's usually where you can see it. You can see them really struggling with it. And it you know, with all the tape that these guys watch today, I've said this also many times, paralysis by analysis. You know, you try to figure out, make it simple. Make it simple. Don't continue to overload yourself with, you know, what does this guy throw 3-2 and to, you know, in the seventh inning or whatever it is. It goes down to that. It's like, you know, this is what they hit the first three innings, how they pitch the second three innings, whatever they do. There's all kinds of numbers there, and you can't allow that to come into your mind and disrupt you. You know, it's got to be short and sweet and simple, and that's the easiest way for me to go. But being in New York is no easy place to go into a slump like that, especially when you've got the highest payroll in baseball. Your team has been struggling all year. Your owner went on the record and in front of a camera here a couple weeks ago before the All-Star game, and he said he wasn't ready to fire the manager. You know, and it becomes really ugly when a team struggles, when a guy struggles, especially if you're a star. And you know what? I would say, you know, even though you made a good run at trying to win that home run contest, you might want to think about staying out of that thing next time. You know, you've won it a couple times.
When you're slumping like that, what kind of support do your teammates offer you? Or is it more of just like, I don't want to catch what he caught, so they're kind of stay away a little bit?
No, I don't think they're trying to stay away so much. You know, they're trying to be encouraging, but they also don't want to, you know, strike a nerve and, you know, put you in a downer mode, you know. We try everything, you know. We try, like, you know, go hit in the cage or go hit on the field.
What about, like, anything like burning the uniform or any kind of, like, superstitious stuff like that?
Well, you know, I just
sage
read,
the locker room or anything like that?
Well, there's a lot of things that get tossed around. You know, I saw Don Sutton break a water fountain, you know, in the clubhouse. I just read here, I think this morning, that the kid, one of the rookie kids or one of the young players for the Seattle Mariners, decided to kick something and he broke his foot.
He broke his foot kicking a cooler.
And, you know, we've said it before, you know, do not do bodily harm to yourself. You know, it's just not going to, that thing's still going to be there. Your foot isn't, you know, it's going to hurt. And now you feel like the idiot that was in that moment that made you do that stupid thing. And now you've got to apologize to the organization and to your teammates and hope that you don't do it again. But this is, sometimes I think that when people do crazy things, there's a moment where they don't remember anything.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Especially when, like, it just doesn't make sense why this is happening. It just, you've played this game your entire life. You love this game, and it's, you're failing yourself. That's got to be just the most soul-crushing experience.
Well, baseball is the hardest game. I played them all to have success in. You know, you look at football, and you look at a quarterback, and you say, well, if he's completing 50% of his passes or less, he's probably not that good. You know, it's got to be over. It's got to be 57 or 60% or whatever. Just a rough number. When you hit 300, you're in an elite class, okay? And you're failing 70% of the time. And you're also in the top 101% of who's able to do that. So in business, if you fail 70% of the time, you're probably not going to be successful. You know, you go to the basketball game and you watch guys shoot free throws, and if they shoot 50%, you're considered not so good. But 30%, you know, you have to have a very short memory.
Yeah, 30% shooting from the three-point line is considered not great at this point in this league.
Yeah, and so when your results come from such a low percentage, you better have some backbone in there, because you're going to fall pretty hard if you're going to take this that way each and every time you fail.
Well, you mentioned something interesting, because in our pre-show prep session, which is spans hours, mm-hmm. is that we talked about how you said that the quarterback position in the NFL is the toughest job in all of sports. Did you not?
I think it's probably the most cerebral. I think football is the most cerebral sport. We don't have all these things in baseball, they do in football, because you call out a play and they got to call out like five or six things to make sure that the linemen know what they're doing, the snap count, what the running backs, their blocking assignments, the wide receivers, the routes, whatever. And he is able to, when they come out of the huddle or they start lining up, and he knows where everybody should be. And that's why when you see him signaling, like, get over there, get on the other side of that, or come back and stand here, get on the other side of me over here. We got a guy that's going to blitz me from this side over here. He's reading the coverage that he's got on the field. And then, being able to audibilize and then have a wide receiver do him a hand signal saying, I'm probably not going to run this route. I'm one-on-one out here. And the focus. You were talking about, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, there's this great series right now on Netflix called Quarterback. It's produced by Peyton Manning, and it falls around three quarterbacks: Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota. And it's fascinating because, Patrick Mahomes, some say, is the best quarterback in the league, and it follows him both on the field and off the field. And like you said, the ability for them to audible, to recognize the defense, identify the coverage, identify the blitz, and then audible out of that. And then sometimes it's just, like you said, just hand signals and eye contact. And to make that work is amazing. It also shows the amount of study that these guys do. These guys are constantly have their head in the playbook. Constantly. There's a great piece where Marcus Mariota is with his wife, who just had a baby, mm-hmm. and she's helping him study the playbook.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you always hear too about, this quarterback was in a different system from the year before. And, I don't know how many systems there are, and I'm sure that there are some language in each of them that are similar.
Yeah, well, but each team's going to have its own vernacular, though.
Right. But sometimes you run into maybe the same word. And some of these are decoys too. You used to hear about Peyton Manning saying Omaha or whatever as an example. Whether that meant something or not, who knows? But sometimes it's just a distraction, I would think. But they have to be extremely on top of everything. And when you have a good game, it's easy to watch the tape. When you have a bad game, it's not so easy to watch the tape for a whole week, because your redemption comes 7 days later. And that's tough to live with, too.
Yes, it's very tough to live with. And, the quarterback, they have to be the leader on the field and off the field. They got to be the first guy in, last guy out. And also what's interesting, too, is that when you watch them throw an interception, they never blame the receiver, even if it was the receiver's fault because he ran the wrong routes.
Right.
They always take responsibility for any failure, no matter how culpable they are, which I think is leadership.
Yeah, I do, too. And, when he gets into the huddle, he's the man, and he has to show that he is able to lead. And there's nothing like somebody getting in the huddle when you're trying to drive 80 yards down the field and time is running out, saying, let's go get this done, and we're going to get this done. And it's truly remarkable. It's an amazing feat for a quarterback, most important player on the field, no question. And we are about to end this segment here. We're going to come back for a couple of moments more and talk about who's going to be on next week's program right after this. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we are back. We'll see about that. The Dodger legend Ron Say. I am Mike Garrett. Once again, make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power. It's available on Amazon.com and wherever fine books are sold. And we talked briefly about the $1 billion Powerball winner.
Yes, we did.
You taking the lump sum or are you taking the 20-year payout?
I'm a believer in taking the lump sum. I don't want to have any issues 10 years down the road with collecting it. I'd rather have it now, invest it. Use it currently and hopefully, you know, be able to manage it. I would not have trouble managing it.
I think we'd be okay. I think it works out if you take the lump sum, you're looking at about $330 million.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That much of a takedown, huh?
Yeah, because not only are you taking the takedown, but also you got to pay the tax, capital gains taxes.
Yes, so for sure.
$330 million.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that's still a nice sum of money to start out.
It's about
the rest of your life with.
About half of what Ohtani's going to get paid next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, they say that he's making about $70 million this year, too, with his endorsements and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, could he be, you know, a $100 million player? I mean, with all the residuals coming in at some point? I mean, I don't see that as being too far-fetched.
He might be like LeBron James. By the time he's done playing, he'll be rich enough to own a team.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people have said, too, that, you know, they thought about, you know, Ohtani would stay, you know, if he's a smart businessman, he would stay in L.A. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Like Andrew Bynum once said, there's a bank in every city.
Yeah. And he took advantage of that, too, didn't he? He got hurt a lot, didn't he?
Sure did.
Yeah, he sure did. Well, next week, we've got a real unique show coming up. This is the first time we've ventured off and gone into this area, but we're going to have a head detective that is one of the main characters in the new Netflix, or maybe not new show, but it's called The Night Stalker.
Yes.
And has a very, very interesting story to tell. And I'm real excited to see what all those different routes where this guy got taken.
If you're a fan of true crime like I am so much, you're going to really enjoy this next show.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And I've taken a brief look at it, but I'm going to definitely finish the show before we do this next week. So please stay with us and join us next week with Gil Carrillo, the Night Stalker. It should be a very interesting interview, and we're all looking forward to it. So I want to say thank you again for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.